You are now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnessy.
Getting you ready for a massive week 16 matchup where the Dallas Cowboys coming in at 10-4 take on your Miami Dolphins, also at 10-4, kickoff 4:25 p.m. from Hard Rock Stadium. Before we get into anything with the game, I want to give a big shout out to everybody listening over at finheaven.com, the largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet. Also, everybody listening over at the Facebook group, I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan, run by the great Carlos Hernandez. If you're on Facebook, go to the Facebook group and join in with Dolphins fans and have conversations on that page. Also, wherever you are listening to this podcast, thank you for subscribing to the channel. And if you haven't already subscribed, please be sure to do so. And also subscribe to the YouTube channel and click the alert bell, so when we go live, you will be notified of that. One key thing before we get into the pregame show, I want to make note, of course, because of the holidays, the post-game show featuring Mike Oliva may not be me, obviously, because of my kid situation, but the post-game show will be later on in the evening, possibly between 10 and 11 p.m. Eastern time before that show kicks off. So let's get into it. The weather for the game, 76 degrees. There is no rain in the forecast. Winds should be minor, 15 mile per hour is what it shows. With a Dolphins victory, they will clinch a playoff berth for a second straight season, and that will be the first time since 1997 through 2001 seasons when Miami made it for five straight years. It will be the first 11-4 start since 1990 and the first 11-win season since 2008 when the Dolphins won the AFC East last. Let's get into the injury report. The Dallas Cowboys will be without defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins with a knee ankle injury. He did not practice. He is ruled out. Tyron Smith, who is listed doubtful, did not practice with a back injury. He was ruled out on Saturday. So that is a massive loss on the defensive line as well as on the offensive line. Malik Hooker, Zach Martin, Vilemi Fehoko, Matt Welletsko, Rico Dowdle, and Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard and Dowdle, no game designations. The other guys are questionable with their injuries. Again, big injury with Tyron Smith, and we are still waiting on word if Zach Martin will play, as he was limited in practice on Friday but did not practice Wednesday and Thursday. So that is another story to watch as we lead up to kickoff. For the Miami Dolphins, Robert Hunt ruled out once again. He will miss his fourth straight game with the hamstring injury. Hopefully he can get back on the field in some capacity starting next week, but again, no practice for the fourth straight week for Robert Hunt. Elijah Campbell popped up on the injury report Friday with a knee injury. He was limited. He is listed as questionable. The Dolphins have Tyreek Hill, Javon Holland, Xavier Howard, Austin Jackson, Emmanuel Ogbah, and Cam Smith listed questionable. And no game designations for Devon Achane, Terron Armstead, Liam Eichenberg, Kader Kohou, Durham Smythe, Lester Cotton, Deshaun Elliott, Raheem Mostert, and Andrew Van Ginkle. All good to go for the Cowboys. The Dolphins did elevate on Saturday Melvin Ingram, outside linebacker, with the assumption that Emmanuel Ogbah will be missing the game with the hamstring injury. And Ethan Bonner will be active for the second straight week, which leads to a potential sign that either Cam Smith or, the bigger news, Javon Holland may miss his next game. Regarding wide receiver Tyreek Hill, it looks like he will be a go for the game against Dallas after sitting out last week against the Jets with the ankle injury. No offensive line call-up, so everything looks steady on that front. Let's get into the team stats. This is where this game is very intriguing as we have two very good offenses versus two very good defenses, and the number disparity is not a lot on both sides of the ball. Let's start with Dallas on offense. Total yards per game, the Cowboys 368.1 yards per game. That is sixth best in the NFL. Pass yards at 251.6, which is sixth. Rush yards per game at 116.5, which is ranked 12th. And they are second in the NFL in points per game at 30.8. They're going up against the Miami Dolphins' fifth-ranked defense at 293.4 yards per game. Pass yards per game, Miami ranks 10th at 203.1. They rank 4th against the rush at 90.4. And the points per game at 21, which ranks 14th. So again, kind of a strength versus a strength. Now for the Dolphins offense, they are still ranked first in the NFL at 414.1 yards per game. Their passing offense still ranked first, 274.4. Their rush yards per game at 139.6, which is ranked fourth. And their points per game, they're first at 31.5. Actually, Dallas and Miami were jostling back and forth for the last few weeks, with Miami now holding the slight edge in points per game. Dallas defensively, 294.3 yards per game. Their pass defense at 176.9, which is fourth. Rush yards per game, 117.4, which is 19th. And the points per game at 18.9, which ranks fifth. Again, extremely interested to see how this game is going to play out. Strength versus strength, offenses versus defense for both teams. Match up fairly well, so we'll see where everything goes. Let's get into the advantages. We start with the quarterback position. Tua Tagovailoa versus Dak Prescott, the two most talked about quarterbacks in the negative way in the national media in the league as we speak. Dak Prescott is scrutinized and criticized more if not more than Miami Dolphins starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Both are having a very good campaign. Both are in the running for most valuable player at this point. Tua played very well against the Jets, where Dak Prescott struggled against the Bills last week in Buffalo in bad conditions. This is a game the Dolphins have to have. This is the game the Cowboys have to have. So a lot of narratives can be squashed with either of these quarterbacks in this game. Whoever comes out on top, I give this position battle a push. I don't see clear advantage right now between either. I think Dak is having a very solid season. You hear me talk about Tua on this podcast quite a bit. I think he's having a fantastic year. Running back-wise, I give the nod to Miami. Raheem Mostert has been not talked about enough at the running back position because the spotlight is with Christian McCaffrey and his ridiculous season that he's having. But Mostert is no slouch. He's got 21 touchdowns total this season, and he leads a very potent Miami Dolphins rushing attack, which ranks fourth in the NFL right now. And Dallas's defense is ranked 19th, and their rush offense is ranked 12th. I like Tony Pollard, but he is not an every down back. I think if the Dolphins can take away those early first down runs that Mike McCarthy likes to try to establish, we could potentially see Dallas maybe not do so well in the ground game. But I think it's Pollard. Dowdle is an okay back, mostly used on third downs, passing downs. I give the nod to the Dolphins. Wide receiver was an interesting matchup because CeeDee Lamb is having a tremendous season. Tyreek Hill is having a historic season. Unfortunately, he did miss last week's game, so the path to 2,000 yards goes to 158 yards per game over the next three games. So hopefully he has a strong outing. But from a depth perspective, Brandon Cooks has always been a solid receiver. I think Jalen Waddle is much better, and that's where I give Miami an edge at wide receiver. Tight end department, I like Jake Ferguson for the Cowboys. Durham Smythe has been solid at times, sparingly used in the passing game. But, you know, he's that forgotten tight end. He's a forgotten player on the field that can go out and catch passes. And I expect to see that Tua is going to try to utilize Durham Smythe in this football game, as the Cowboys will try to take away the speedsters. You're going to look to see Dallas try to take away, obviously, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert. That may open up some opportunity for Smythe, but Jake Ferguson is someone that the Dolphins have to monitor, and he is a problem. So I give this edge to Dallas. The offensive line, I give a push. You know, without Tyron Smith, I would have given the advantage to Dallas. Their offensive line has been steady for like a decade. But the possibility without Zach Martin, no Tyron Smith, and the Dolphins with all their injuries, Teron Armstead is going to be out there. Liam Eichenberg is going to be out there. Austin Jackson will be out there. I give it a push. I think Dallas's offensive line has had some struggles this year. I wouldn't say due to injury, but the Dolphins are the best in the NFL when it comes to pressure on an offensive line, and I think we're going to see that occur in this game. Defensive line, I give the edge to Miami. Hankins is out for Dallas, and we've seen how well Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer are playing on the front line for this team. I expect that to continue, and I think if Zach Martin does not play, the Dolphins' defensive line is going to feast in this game. Just a hunch, but I think they will feast. Linebacking unit, I give to Miami. Dallas is a little bit undersized there. Bradley Chubb is having a Pro Bowl-type season. On the other side, Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is the best, or arguably the best, defensive player in this football game. He is something that the Dolphins have to keep pay attention to. And when we get into some of the key matchups, I will talk about that. Defensive back, it's Miami all day. As much as I like how Dallas's corners, Stephon Gilmore and Deron Bland, have been playing, they are missing Trayvon Diggs. And with Xavier Howard most likely back in the fold for the Dolphins, that gives them their powerful duo of Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard. And I do hope that Jalen Ramsey will be shadowing CeeDee Lamb all game. Special teams, Dallas all day. Have you seen this kid kick? Brandon Aubrey, kid is phenomenal, okay? Let's just leave it the way it is. If you want to make a 55-yard field goal, this kid doesn't blink. He doesn't miss. Jason Sanders has had his ups and downs over the last few years. He has been playing better. So I do tip of the hat to Jason Sanders. Hopefully he keeps it up. He's going to have some opportunities. And for coaching, I give it to the Dolphins. Mike McDaniel, I don't think there's anybody calling a game as well as Mike McDaniel is at this point. And from a defensive standpoint, the Vic Fangio train just keeps moving. And they've been playing very well on that side of the ball. So let's get into key matchups. I start up front, brought it up briefly. Dallas offensive tackles versus the Miami pass rush. Again, Tyron Smith not playing in this game gives a huge advantage to the Miami Dolphins. Again, the Dolphins do not blitz a lot. They generate the most pressure not blitzing the quarterback in the entire NFL. And not having their all-pro left tackle in this game is probably a moment of salivation for Bradley Chubb and Andrew Van Ginkle. I expect that to be a huge matchup. And if the Dolphins can win that battle consistently, it's going to be a long day for Dak Prescott and that offense. My second key matchup is Micah Parsons versus the Dolphins offensive line. Now, Buffalo's success against Dallas last week was predicated on nobody blocking Micah Parsons for a majority of the game. They ran away from him, mostly to the left, and they've had a ton of success. So I would expect that the Dolphins will test the waters a little bit and maybe see if they can have the same type of game plan, and also to see if Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator, made adjustments to try to help to stop the Dolphins' rushing attack, because let's be frank, the Dolphins' rushing offense is far superior to Buffalo's, and it has been all season. But Buffalo gashed them for 250 yards plus on the ground last week. So we'll see what happens there. And my third key matchup is the Dolphins' defensive backs, whether that is Howard or Ramsey, taking out CeeDee Lamb. They got to take him out of the game. Now, from an injury perspective, don't get me wrong, but they have to they have to silence him in the game. Be in his face. Do not let him get open. Do not let him get free. CeeDee Lamb, when he has big games, Cowboys typically run away, and they win handily. But if Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard can shut down CeeDee Lamb, that bodes well for success. My keys to victory. Number one, pound the rock. Again, did you see what happened last week in Buffalo? Dallas showed they are susceptible in defending the run. They have two linebackers that are very light. They're fast, but they're light. They're built more like defensive backs. Playing linebacker. The Dolphins have to exploit that matchup. They have to run the football, and they have to do it early and often. See if the adjustments were made. See if the Dallas Cowboys are going to play with eight guys in the box to try to stop the Dolphins' run. If they do that and they want to commit to stopping the run, that's going to lead to a lot of one-on-one on the outside with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle against their defensive backs. That's advantage Miami. But just keep running the football. Number two, they've got to force turnovers. They played a lowly Jets team last week. They turned the football over. They had short fields for the majority of the game. And we saw the result, 30-0. Now, I don't think they're going to blank Dallas. Damn near Buffalo was close to doing it. But I don't think they're going to blank Dallas. But if they can force the issue, force some turnovers in plus territory, that is going to really help. And if the Dolphins can get out to a good lead early on in this game, that leads to number three for the keys to victory. That's closing the deal. If you get ahead, finish the job. This is a game where Miami can put a lot of naysayers to bed. A lot of the national media talk about the Dolphins can't win big games. The Dolphins can't beat teams over 500. The narrative stops. And they will be one game away, one win, from clinching the AFC East for the first time since 2008. And by the way, a victory in this game against Dallas secures the Dolphins' spot in the playoffs back-to-back seasons. This is a huge game. It is at Hard Rock Stadium in front of your fans. Close the deal. Let's get it done. Prediction. Before we wrap up. As a Dolphins fan, I can tell you for certainty this is probably the most anxious I have felt all season, because the big moment is here. Can the Dolphins secure their playoff spot? Can the Dolphins move one step closer to winning the AFC East? My answer is yes. I think the Dolphins are a matchup problem. I think their motion that they utilize is something that Dallas has struggled with this season. And I believe that there is a big opportunity for Miami, again, to put their stamp on this 2023 season and showcase to the world that they belong in the conversation as one of the best teams in the NFL. We're very hopeful. I am very hopeful. I hope you all are too. But I believe the Dolphins will win this game 31-23 to lock up their playoff berth and one step closer to hosting a playoff game in South Florida for the first time in a long time. It's been since 2008 since they've had a playoff game in South Florida. So, let's see what happens. I hope you all enjoy the game. I hope you enjoy your holidays. If you're celebrating Christmas, enjoy your Christmas. If you're celebrating any other holiday, whether it's Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or something else, enjoy your holidays with your family and your friends. Do not let a football game ruin your mood if the team does not win, okay? But enjoy your time with the families. The post-game show with Mike Oliva will most likely happen again late in the evening, 10, 11 p.m. Eastern time. So be sure to have the alert bell on. Most likely it'll be just Mike because of me and having kids. So everyone, enjoy your holidays. Let's get this dub. Let's stamp our spot in the postseason and get ready, hopefully, for a huge game in Baltimore for potentially the number one seed in the AFC. Enjoy the game, everyone. I'm out. Fins up.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.